Your driller, this is Casey. How can I help you?
Hey Casey, it's Emery from RDI.
Hey Emery.
So I've got kind of an update. I guess good news and bad news. Good news, I was able to find the diamond in the specific carry range. The bad news is I wasn't able to squeeze it within the budget.
Okay,
is
hold
there
on
any...
1 second and I will let you holler with Devin.
Okay.
This is Devin.
Devin, what's going on, man? It's Emery.
Hello, Emery.
What's so funny? my intro?
I went to grab the phone from Casey, and I had it in my hand, and she thought I dropped it, and she almost ripped it out of my hand.
Oh. All right. So, yeah, man, I've got some updates. So I was able to find I've got, like, the 3 to 3.5 carat range for that lab diamond. However, I was not able to fit it into the budget. We were looking at, I mean, labs are just volatile on our end, to be honest.
Yep.
Our bread and butter really is the natural side of things.
Yep.
So ours, or the options that I did find, were around like 2,200. Would that be okay, or were we pretty strict with the budget?
Let me grab the envelope.
Yep.
As silly as it sounds, we're trying to beat a box store, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, okay. Well, we can give it a shot. I mean, I can get you the stone. It's a, yeah, again, 3 to 3.5 elongated hexagon. The only issue is the budget. I just wanted to give you a ring and give you an update.
Okay, where is... You know, I put all of... There it is. It's not in an envelope. It's in the front of my box. So the company that they were working with quoted them $2,520 for the
entire
project.
Like
3.2 carat.
Oh, for the stone itself?
Yeah.
$2,500?
Yeah.
Oh, I could beat that. Okay.
Well, I mean, but that was customer cost. So it cuts our margin way down to have something at 22.
Yeah. That's kind of what... I mean, you could still make some. I mean, it's better to make a few hundred dollars than not make anything.
That is true. But, yeah, I've got some feelers out. We have one company that we usually use for lab-grown diamonds, and they were like, we don't have that shape. Like,
yeah, the issue is it's a tough shape. Tough to find, so that's kind of where the trouble lies. I've had a string of like difficult orders this week. Honestly, I had a natural Dutch marquee, impossible to find. But anywho, I mean, do you want to give this one a shot? I mean, again, you know, a few $100 profit is better than nothing, and you, at the very least, you know, the client would be a walking billboard for you. I mean, you know.
Can I get you to email me over the information while I'm still waiting on a couple callbacks so that way I can reference it whenever it is time for me to make that decision?
Yeah.
We don't have to have this project done until May, so it's not a super huge hurry, but...
Okay. I'll get an email together and I'll shoot you the message and I'll get all the specs and price and all that stuff, okay?
Okay, perfect. You rock,
Emery. Awesome. You're the best. Thanks, Devin.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep, bye-bye.